Opioid abuse and addiction dominate the headlines these days, but these concerns obscure a larger story about the treatment of chronic pain. From the Arizona Science Desk, Nicholas Gerbis has this look at what is being done in our part of the world.
What we've done for so long is we've tried to give people opioids for chronic pain, and this has really been a flat-out disaster.
Dr. Ben Bobrow is an expert in emergency medicine with the University of Arizona and the Arizona Department of Health Services.
The vast majority of what we actually do in emergency departments all over the country is try to help people that come in with chronic pain complaints.
But while opioids such as morphine and oxycodone do well with acute pain, such as from burns, breaks, or back surgeries, their value in treating chronic pain, like arthritis, remains contentious.
They're very, very different. And unfortunately, a lot of people don't understand the difference between the two. And even our medical system often treats the two as if they were the same.
The Institute of Medicine reports that more than 100 million Americans live with chronic pain, which, unlike acute pain, can arise without injury and does not subside after healing. It's more like a disease, one that's influenced by genetics, stress, depression, and even environmental factors.
We're basically turning on fight or flight because we're obese or because we're smoking cigarettes. Or we have, pollution. We're inhaling other things that will activate it.
Carol Johnston directs Arizona State University's nutrition program. She explains how injured tissues release arachidonic acid, which breaks down into other chemicals.
Some of those things are to fight infection, or it's a large part of your immune response, but it also stimulates pain.
Many drugs target these factors. Aspirin and ibuprofen, for example, affect cyclooxygenase enzymes, better known as COX-1 and COX-2.
What's interesting is there's nutritional ways to block the pathway.
These include avoiding meat, which is high in arachidonic acid, and taking fish oil, which contains fatty acids that counteract it. Free radicals, highly reactive atoms or molecules, can also stimulate pain pathways as they damage cells. Antioxidant-rich foods, particularly those containing vitamin C, help quell these reactions.
Vitamin C is the most powerful water-soluble antioxidant in our system.
Studies link vitamin C deficits to pain from surgery, infectious diseases, and cancer. Taking vitamin C can reduce pain and even lessen the required dosage of opioids, though experts differ as to how. It offers one way diet can give people more control over their health.
You have to have the right mindset going into this. That you're going to make this change, and I'm going to feel better.
Such self-efficacy is vital to those living with chronic pain, which can become demoralizing as quality of life dwindles. And it plays a central role in the Chronic Pain Rehabilitation Center at Mayo Clinic in Arizona. Cynthia Townsend directs the center.
The people we're seeing are people who did not come to Mayo to come to our program. They came to Mayo for the answer, the cure for the pain, the diagnostic clarification.
When that fails, the center's three-week program offers teaching, tools, and tactics for handling pain and re-engaging with life. Years of low activity, motion aversion, and lost function make this an uphill battle, physically and emotionally. So the program employs cognitive behavioral therapy and nerve-calming exercises.
You are actively having to live it, practice it, integrate it into your life, start teaching us how you're going to use it in a meaningful way in your own home.
Instead of decreasing pain to improve function, the program decreases pain by recovering function and bolstering quality of life. It's empowering, and it shifts the focus to a more feasible and meaningful goal.
Maybe not everyone can get completely better, but everyone can make some improvements. And, those improvements can be really important in your life.
For those living with chronic pain, experts recommend finding a doctor you trust who understands the psychosocial and nutritional aspects of health. Nicholas Gerbis, KJZZ News, Phoenix.